Yemi Moshe Hoisi, so he says here the Chanukah is Rasbeah at the time of Yemosha. And then he says later on, Lachi Yemosha Hoisi. That was the components after Yemosha Hoisi. So it was the Chinuch of the Mizbeah, the training of the Mizbeah is in two levels, before and after it. So he started explaining what are the two inyanim before and after it. In short, what he explained is that in Torah there is a Klal Prat. The whole system of Torah goes in Klal Prat. The Torah Shebichtav is a Klal, Shemapa is the Prat. More details. In Torah Shebichtav itself, that says the Dibros are the Prat, and the first Dibros on Eichel Lilach is the Klal Musa, and in Eich itself is the Klal of everything. And in Eich itself, there is also the Aleph of Eich, is the Klal of everything. So it goes with the system of Klal Prat. Let me explain why is there so the system of Klal Prat, as the Seder B'Klal Limud, Seder and teaching generally is, that you should give the Klal, and then you could get the Protein. Like you should teach it, Lo'ilam Yom Adodon Kalmide B'Derech Tzorah, you should teach me Kitzah, but in that Kitzah is the whole Arichas after you study it, you analyze it, you get to the Arichas. But to give it, however, you should give over the Kitzah, otherwise you'll get confused and you won't do anything. That's the Seder in teaching, and that's the Seder B'chlal in the whole creation. Now he goes on, why is the whole thing like this? Because the Luchtus is the Maile like this. The Maile in the whole Seder Ishtarshus is also in Klal Prat. We learned already before that the Maile does Klal Prat, and now he goes on to explain it. So we'll start here in page Reish Lamed, just the paragraph before was Dalet, the stopped was Dalet, I think. Paragraph, Adugma Mezele Maila. But the Maila and Ishtarshus, and the whole Seder of Ishtarshus Arilamus, is also in a way of Klal Prat. Right from the beginning, all the way, there's the Klal and the Prat. And the Klal is after it comes out of Protein, but then the Protein is not the whole thing of the Klal, the Klal has much more than the Protein. And the more you look into it, more you analyze, more points of the Klal. The Maila and the Luchnis and the Lakus is also like this, in the revelation of godliness to the world. And the way of the Eir Eliki comes in the Seder Amshocha till the Eilamus, is also like this. Shum has Klal Prat. Now the Eir Eliki is also Nimsha and Klal Prat. That's everything present that way. Kenal, like we mentioned before already, Shoreshima, he has Klal Legabe Akava. Now here are certain terminologies which you are not familiar with them too much, maybe. I read it a bit, but not too much. It says there that it was a Tzimtzum, which is familiar already. Tzimtzum Rishon, the first Tzimtzum, which is the Siluk, removed. And then, after the Tzimtzum, was a Kav. It says after the Tzimtzum became a Cholol Mokiponu, became a vacuum for the Ilamas, and after it, after the Ilamas are placed in that vacuum, in that Cholol, then it's Mamshech Chozav Heir, it's Mamshech Oir from the eagle, from the circle around the Cholol Mokiponu, from the circle around it, from there is Mamshech Akav Echot Kotzer, a line, a beam of light, which this beam of light is measuring the Ilamas which are higher level of the Kav, the more it goes down, it's less oil and so on. Now, when we say prior to the Kav, it says there that it was a Tzimtzum. Before the Kav, right at the beginning, was a Tzimtzum. A Tzimtzum in itself, in the oil. But it says there, Nishar Cholol Mokim Poli, because a Tzimtzum in the Gilui wasn't there, but HaReshem is there. Nish HaReshimo, from before the Tzimtzum, remained a Reshima impression. Now what is the Reshima? There's a few Misholim expressions on Reshima. What is the Reshima which after the Tzimtzum, or the Reshima remains, that the Reshima is the expression Lo Noga by a Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum doesn't touch the Reshima. That means that impression which is there is from before the Tzimtzum, which Tzimtzum didn't have affected it. Tzimtzum had effect on the Gili, on the revelation, but on the essence of it, it didn't have effect. One of the mishalim, which is given as a marshal, like for instance, you have something is written there, then you rub off the writing. You rub off the writing so you can't read what's there. But there's still an impression that it was something written before. So this impression is the impression before. But in that impression was more oil, and now you don't see the oil. Another marshal, which is all, each marshal presents another point of it, but it's not a different thing. It's all part and parcel of the Rishima. Another marshal of the Rishima in the Tzimtzum is, like you have something written, at least his words are written here, and the words are carrying a message. In these words and these letters that are set up, the message is there, you read, you could see, and give me. Now you'll kind of take the letters, the way they used to be letters, used to be single letters, and you put them together and make words and so on. You scatter them together. You mix up the letters. You don't have any more the system of words and so on. They all mix up, and not only mix up, they stand up the letters. So nothing is missing, really. Everything is there which was before. You didn't take away anything, but you can't see it. The person who wrote it has it. The person who looks at it, he can't see it. So well, for whom is that tzimtzum? That tzimtzum is for us. We can't see what's written there. But for the one who stared at the letters, he could see it. A similar like this, which one could see it also, in the magazine which came out during the war, called the Akiva Akdusha. In Akiva Akdusha, there is a section which is called Oisius Perches, letters without a separation. And another section is there, also with Oisius Perches, or another line, which you may take a word from this word, a letter from this word, a letter from this word, a letter from this word, and together comes out something else. So the Friedrich Rebbe wrote it specially, he wrote it, but didn't reveal it. Was there. And months later, or a few years later, like in Tov Shin Dalet in 1944, was certain sections, this is what we told you in 1942. Now read it now, you'll see how it's written there. It gives the information how the letters were there, what's written there.
But it first came out like a puzzle.
Like a puzzle, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It came out like letters. Yeah. It's still printed. I haven't had the book. But you can't see anything. Other things, is there an indication even how to read it? But it's not clear. You write the ratios, the tachlis, and so on, without the beginning, without the end, in the middle, the whole thing, but you don't know what. That's the Rishim is there. That's called Rishima. The Rishima is there. The impression is there, but you can't see it. Now we'll speak back Lamaila in the Lakus and Ruchnis. We say it was a Tzimtzum. Silak Atzmel Izodim. Removed to the side. What was removed to the side? The Gili, the revelation which is for the elements. Was removed. But the Rishim, impression from before the Tzimtzum remains. So that impression, he says that the Loshna Yitzchayim is Leinoga Be'at Simpson. That impression that Simpson didn't affect it. It seems to affect it only what's written there. But the impression itself is the impression from before. Or the letters itself, the letters are the same letters like before. Only the Gili isn't there. Now comes a Kav. The Kav, the line is from where? Chozer Ve'Heir. Shines again a Kav from before. That means from the thing which was before, starts a beam of light of that Gili. That's what's speaking here. So Rishima Hibchias Klal Legabe Akav. The Kav is a part, a line. But the Rishima, the impression which is there, is generally of everything, is a Klal Legabe the part. Shelo Yizu Bilvan, not only Shebekav Mizgale with the Ksora Kol Masha Kolu Bin Kudus Rishima, not only that the Kav reveals something, in short, what was there in the Rishima which is there, but in Kav is there a short. Kirdua, as it's known, Shakav, who prints a mutse, shall yod a yum shall yes prints a shetach. have again a line and space. A space is shetach which has oirach and reichav, width and length. A kava line is just a line. It hasn't got the oirach, it has got the reichav, the width. It's just one line, length. So the kav is, the expression here is, the kav is between the thing which is before, the kav, and the shetach which becomes later on. Now there's a kav in the middle. Shini is galus, shir shemokya kav, shnim tzvur shem. What is it? That's the bit, the tzimtzum, which is the kav, the way the kav is in the reshima first. The kav is a line, which was in the reshima. The reshima is much more than the kav, but the kav, the line is there. So, ala oidzo is even more. Shim is galu ba kav, gam oir shem pchenas reshima, shulamayla mishir shemokya kav. So the kav comes after the tzimtzum. After the tzimtzum comes out of the kav, which is one line, not the whole thing. But from where comes the line? From where comes the kav? The kav comes from chaz over here, from before the tzimtzum. That means, in the kav is expressed that thing which was before the whole tzimtzum. That means where the reshima is, which the reshima has in mitash by the tzimtzum, and this is expressed in the kav. So that's again klal uprat. The kav is the prat, one line. The reshima is the klal uprat. So in the kav is revealed also the oir which is in the reshima. The kiyim shini reshima reshima reshari lifneze. The kav comes from the reshima. What is the reshima? The reshima, the impression which remains from before. So in the kav comes out what? Not only the gili is missing for the kav, but even the mokir, where it was not tzimtzum, that source, so where it remains all the time, this is expressed in the kav. Harei ze kolel as kolel shufnei tzimtzum. So the reshima, which is a reshim, an impression from before the tzimtzum, this is an impression from the whole oir which was there, and this comes out in the kav. So the kav has in it, not only it comes after the tzimtzum, but it has the whole oir which was before the tzimtzum. Through the reshima. Gam ikul ha-godol shum ha-sevi b'er ha-kav. And the kav comes out, not only a kav, a line, but the kav comes from the circle which is before the tzimtzum. Like we say, chozor, like we say, it was a tzimtzum. So it became a vacuum. This vacuum is in the middle, is a vacuum. But around the vacuum is the oir which was before. That's called the igla godol, the circle which was before all the time. And this comes out in the kav. So through the kav comes in the oir from before the tzimtzum, even from the igulim, igla godol. Shezeu shehoir shenistale kaldei tzimtzum. This is the oir which was removed through the tzimtzum, but it the impression, and the impression remains from before. Is achal v'yashimu, nimshon nizgal v'akav gam v'yirzeh. This oir which was before the tzimtzum, before that whole thing of hiding the oir, this is expressed in the tzimtzum, because the reshima is an impression from before. And this comes out now in the kav. Shezeu, mashim v'yir, this is what's explained in other places. See this? Sham shoch asa kav, even the eagle. That the kav comes from the circle, from the eagle which is before the tzimtzum, before the mocking pony. We say it was the mocking pony. Around the mocking pony, there's an eagle, like the oir which was there before, which wasn't affected. We say it's silically studied, removed to the side. But this which removed to the side, the oir, that's the eagle, the circle around the vacuum. Around the mocking pony, and this comes in the kav. Shezeu mashem v'yir, this was explained that the kav comes from the eagle. V'yisirim is even more. Why is there the whole kavona of the tzimtzum? What is there the whole thing? That after the tzimtzum could come in am shochen elamus. That means the kavona was the rachile, it should be the tzimtzum and then should be am shochen. So that's the kavona from before the tzimtzum. It couldn't be Amshach and Oilom if it wouldn't be a Tzimtzum. It wouldn't be a Tzimtzum, it couldn't be Oilomus. So it had to be a Tzimtzum. But the Kavona is, it should be Nimshach. So it's Misgala in the Kav, Also the Ur Shalmaila Mesevim Amalek, Hashem Lefne Tzimtzum. Before the Tzimtzum, there is the Ur HaSevim and the Ur HaMalek, which is, that's Kriche Bigvul and Kriche Bigvul. Everything is Ein Sof. But there we say, just like there is a possibility, a Kriach, and Gvul, and Limit, so there's a Kriach of Bligvul. The Kriach before the Tzimtzum was the Ur HaBligvul Meir. The Tzimtzum was removing the Bligvul, and it's Gale the Gvul. So it was this Gale the Gvul, which the Gvul is the Memali Kolalman, and the Tzimtzum is the Savior. And before the Tzimtzum, the Eagle is the Savior. Here we say, after it, as I'm sure, and the Kav, from the Kavona of it, the Kavona is higher than the Memali and Savior together. So what do we have now through the Tzimtzum, through the Miut, which is a Miut, and then a Ribui? After it, we start analyzing back, going back, we get back to the Tzimtzum, and even before the Tzimtzum, even before, but the whole Kavona.
The Kavona is to do with the worlds.
Yes. So Kavona is to create the world.
So why is it Sefer?
That's higher than Sefer.
Why is it higher than Sefer?
Before Sefer. The Kavona comes from the Malin and Sefer together. Sefer is Sefer to the Ashayah and Tleilamas.
Kavona is
to say Sefer Kol Almin. The Kavona is in the Mokir, in the source, from where it comes, the Savior. Like, if you decide something. So when you decide, it's you, which you are not limited in that thing which is directing you. יש לקשר עניין זה, אם דימי פייסו ירחם יעדמו בשיח השבס והשנוס את הרשן דלת. ולשיח עם הנפי דחי ופרשנוס את הרשן דלת, שוצאים פייס לגדיסייה. הביאו דברי המשנה בסדר סובס, והסבין למשנה נובס. בעניין קולואיצי בתרא לשמו. זה דבר קולואיצי בתרא לשמו, דברון עליה נסתיר פרופלי לשמו, for the sake of תרא, זה יכן לדברי מהרבי. זה יכן to many things. So it says there in the Mishnah, שם גלין לראות זה תרא. That the person עליה נסתיר לשמו, gets revealed the secrets of תרא. And then he carries on, ונעשה, he becomes kemayon amizgaber, like a spring who is becomes stronger and stronger, and kenoho sheine poisek, and like a river which doesn't stop, always continuing, constantly continuing. You could ask here, what is the expression mayon amizgaber and noho sheine poisek? What is bigger? What is greater? The Mayan or the Nor? Like we said already before in the previous Mayan, a Nor, a river, comes from Mayonis. There's a spring, and from the springs becomes a river. So what is the Nor, Mayan, Shein, Epoisek? A river, a spring, which never stops. And then it says, Nor, Shein, Epoisek, Mayan, Meskabra, Nor, Shein, Epoisek. Yichura, Ene, Muban, Hare, Nor, Mekabu, Mayan. The Nor, river, it gets from the Mayan. אם כן, ואחרי שואים רי, שנעשה כמיין למסגבר, if we say already, that this person learns to really שמו, becomes like a מיין למסגבר, can the flow of תוירה, can continues flowing more and more בהם, constantly a flow of תוירה, what is the last offer which we had, כנור שאין הפסק. ובאי, פריד, קרבס, פריד, יש לנו נקודת האסכולה ונקודת הטנציס. אין האסכולה אין שיכול. יש נקודת האסכולה. Like we said many times already, חוכמה is a נקודה. On חוכמה you build everything. So חוכמה is the dot, the נקודה, on the נקודה becomes built. So that's called נקודת האסכולה. The נקודה of the האסכולה, the נקודה of the שיכול. And this is built the whole שיכול. Then there's after you understand everything, after you analyze everything, you have the Bina and so on, then comes the Kudas Atamsis, the gist, the essence. After the whole elaboration, after the whole thing, there's the essence of it, the Kudas Atamsis. So he's explaining that there's two things there. That's what we say. כי שכאשר נקודת האסכולה נמשכת מפרח המסקיל, מסקיל בעניין של צעיר. What is the benefit that we're saying, besides the Nekudas HaAskola, there's also the Tamsis, the essence of Tamsis? Because Nekudas HaAskola, her idea, this idea is built on something, but the idea has already expression, has already a tzio, has already something. So Nekudas HaAskola, when she comes to Kriyah HaMaskil, comes out in Chochmah and Seichel, becomes a inyan shel tzio, becomes already an expression of something. Lahainu, ve'af al pi she Nekudas HaAskola she nimshech hasoreh haChochmah shukar v'lach mikmui mayim. True, that the Nekudas HaAskola is like a mayim, we compare the Seichel Chochmah like a mayim, like a river, like a spring, which the mayim should never be a tipin, a spring which keeps flowing drops, bit by bit after the other. Kivur about Rushim, like it's explaining about the meaning of Mayim Ganim, Beir Mayim Chaim, that Mayim Ganim is which keeps on flowing all the time. So, true, the flow from Chochmah comes and flowing all the time, the Seichel keeps on flowing, but it has already a tzio, has already expression, has already something on what you build. Yeah, take the Nekuda, you build on the Nekuda. Bina takes the Chochmah and builds on it. So it has already a Agbola. The Kolmokar is a Prasir from Nekuda. It is a Tzio. It's a Nekuda. But it has already a Tzio expression. As there is already expression, Lochem Yocheli is Bo'inya Shalpiro Nekuda Hamaskal. That's why, as there is already expression in the Nekuda, so it could go away from the Kriyah HaMaskil. It could be flowing and losing the point, losing the idea. That comes the other, and that's what we're saying here. So here is Kimayan HaMizgaber Davke. It has to be a Mayan, a spring, which is HaMizgaber. What's a spring, Mayan HaMizgaber? Mayan HaMizgaber is Shemechu Be'otomid La'amokya. That the Nekuda is a scholar, the Seichel is constantly attached to the smoker from where it comes, not to get lost. Then we say, no Roshene Poisek. What is no Roshene Poisek? A river which doesn't stop. That's addition. In addition to what we have from the Mayon, like we said before, that the no gets blessed from the surrounding, from around it. Not only the Mayan itself, but from the Tohim, it says, adds additionally. So that's what he's saying here, that he has, the one who learns Torah Lishmo, has in it the Torah, which he learns, flows constantly, and it's also like a river, which the river gets more. Another point which the Rebbe is adding, that's what the Chiddush Rebbe explains. So the Rebbe adds to it, שהחילוק בין מעיין המסגבר ללא ראשון הפסיק. The difference what the Mishnah says, מעיין המסגבר, or the other point, לא ראשון הפסיק, the difference between the two of them is, על דרך החילוק שבין נקודת האסכולה ונקודת התמצס. Similar like the difference between נקודת האסכולה. נקודת האסכולה, you build on it. It's an idea, you have an idea, a flash of idea, and you build on it, you develop it. You develop the idea. He comes at something. Then after you develop the whole thing, what is the gist? What's the essence? That's called the Kudas HaTamsis. The Tamsis of everything. After the whole elaboration, what is the Tamsis? The difference is, Shana Kudas HaAskola Yam Kudas Shivchina Sklal Kedem Shina Sklal Dibati. When you have the Nekuda, the idea, the gist, the idea, the point, that's the Nekuda, not developed yet, not elaborated yet. You have to build on it. So Nekuda is how it's called the Nekuda, which is the Klal, before it comes out in protein. Nekuda is HaTamtzis, is the conclusion after it. The essence, the result. After you have the whole idea, you take out the gist of everything. And the Kudas HaTamtzis and the Kudas HaKlolis, Kvishilach Rehasogi Bribi Aprot Medina. After the whole liberation, after the whole thing, what's the point? What's the final thing? The final end, that's called the Kudas HaTamtzis. the gist of it. Shlochi Yeshu Beis HaMailas. Which the Kulis HaTamsis has both Mailas in it. Hei Mailas HaKlal, Hei Mailas HaPrat. The Kuda Satansis has the advantage of the Klal, like we say, it comes from the Likuda, from the Klal, and it has also the gist, the conclusion. While the Boim Gam Lipchinas HaKlal, Shehu Lemaila Meshachas HaKvotim Li Yitzmokir Lihim. This leads to something else. The Klal is a Klal above the Protim, not an expression of the Protim that is a Mokir of the Protim. The Klal itself, which is higher than the Protim. You will say, oh, what's all this about? What are we going to get us? The whole thing says to us, what's the whole purpose of the creation and everything? And that's the gist of it. The Eibishna made a world. The Eibishna created everything. With the whole system. And the system is to work. Kafir says, Adam Lo'am Yulad. We should work. But we should work, not just like this. We shouldn't get it just like this. You have to work hard. And after working hard, we come to something. Which without working, we wouldn't get it. Same thing here with the Seichel. After working, elaborating on the Seichel, then you analyze it, you come to a conclusion. What's the conclusion? That's the whole purpose of the whole idea, is the conclusion of it. In the Avshe is Boilel, even we explained before already, Shine HaKlal Atzmei Moire Shiesh V'Kotim. Klal itself tells you that there are protein details in it. That's the idea of a klal. A klal contains protein. Shu a klal shalem. The klal is a klal of the protein which is a klal for. Chini a prat atzmei, moire shu chelik min a klal. V'yel a prat, the prat tells you he is only a prat from the klal. The klal has more. Haynu sha klal yesh le shachas la protein. The klal, when we say klal u prat, the klal has a shachas to the prat already. מכל מוכים יש גם כלל שלמי למשך הסלקותים לי אסמוקר עליהם there is a כלל another thing the כלל is a כלל by itself not as a כלל for the protein but the כלל itself much higher above the protein ונקרא כלל בשעמוש הלבד we call it with the title כלל because we have no other words really it's the idea the whole thing above it Not the protein, which the protein are included in the klal, but the klal itself, the whole thing about above it, above the protein. But we use it with the word klal because we have no other words. Binyan ze yeshmailo ba protein de bina la klal de chokma. And this elaboration, that's the advantage of bina above chokma. Shall we protein de bina to The analysis, the protein of Bina, boim gam la klal shalmai l'mishachas l'protein. The protein of Bina, Bina analyzing the nekudas of Chochmah till it comes to the above the nekuda. Above the nekuda, the way it was a klal for the protein. Higher than this.
So how can, if Bina is part of the whole coming out, how can you get higher than its source, you know?
Because Bina itself has its own mokya. Bina is building something. But after Bina is building it, it develops more. Like here, for instance, the baby, the child. Child is born. So the child comes from the seed of the father. The seed of the father is the clown. But the development of the mother is much more than the child, the seed. Much more in everything, every aspect. It reveals, brings out something which wasn't there. Even though in the essence is there, but it reveals it, develops it. So, Gamma Shanema, this is going back what we started off in the Maimir. It says in Pasuk, Yisavo Yelo Oretz, you'll come to the land, the Shoso Shabbos Lashem, there should be Shemitah, Shoso Shabbos Lashem. But when is the Shemitah? Pasuk carries on, Shei Sholim Tizos Sadecha. 6 years we should plow the fields. Uvashona Ashvi is Shabbos Shabbos Yilos. 7th year, Shabbos Shabbos. So there's 3 things in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kisavu Yilos HaShavso. Then it says, Shei Sholim Tizos Sadecha. Then it says, Shavso Shabbos Lashem. So the Pasuk starts off, Shavso Shabbos Lashem. First thing is, Kisavoyalo Oretz, he come into us, has to be with Shabbos Oretz, Shabbos Lashem. Has to be a Shabbos. What is it? That's the Klal. A Klal Shlifnei Kotel. That's the Klal before working, before everything else, before flying the fields. The purpose is with Shabbos Oretz, Shabbos Lashem. To get there, I have to bring a Kotel. Then it comes the Kotel, which is shown in Tizra Sadecha. She is shown in Galim in a Klal. From the Klal, from Kisavoy Oretz, the Shabbos Oretz comes the Kotel, which you work on the field. She is shown in Tizra Sadecha. Al deze, boem la kwal shom, aile mishach ha-sipotim. Then comes again. Bashona, shviz, tishbois. That's the second expression of shviz. That's the shviz already after the 6 years. Which is the kwal about the potim. Shein bashona, shviz, shabba, shabosin, yilavos. Then it says already, not only with shosa, but it says shabba, shabosin. A higher level in Shabbos. In the beginning, you start off, before you work, the purpose is the Shabbos Lashem. That's the purpose. But after you had Sheish Lan and Tisus Adecho, you reach a Madrege of Shabbos Shabbos in the Lord. Not only the Shabbos, but Shabbos Shabbos. A much higher Madrege of Shabbos. Now we're coming back to the Pesach which we started off as well. How to say, you won't come be in a Chanukah Samizbeach. But this will understand also about the Chanukah Samizbeach, which says there, so is Chanukah Samizbeach b'yimim Moshe Roisei and Achri Moshe Roisei. Kosei Chodoyim, one Pesach says, so is Chanukah Samizbeach b'yimim Moshe Roisei. One Pesach says, in the day of Himoshech. Kosei Chodoyim, another Pesach says, so is Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah is Achri Moshe Roisei. So we ask, what are the two things? B'yimim Moshech and Achri Moshech. Ashkos, so is Chanukah Samizbeach b'yimim Moshe Roisei. This is what it starts off in Pasuk B'yomim Moshe Roisei. This is the Klal Shvifnei HaProtim, Shemenim Shara HaProtim. There's a Klal before the Protim here. So it's Chanukah Samizbeach B'yomim Moshe, and then it will come out of the Protim. U'inyan shal nesinas kriyach l'kabonus HaProtim shal kalechan v'bizansim. This is, B'yomim Moshe Roisei is a Klal. For after it should come out the Chanukah Sansim, the 12 Shvotim. V'yoni b'sfirasu, this is Sfiris, what is the first thing? Yemi Moshe Roisei. This is Kishayas and Sfiris in Chayas Klal. And Sfiris is also like this. There's a Sfiris there, there in a Klal, and then they're coming out of Protim. Shzeh Hashem Razal, that's what the Razal say. Razal indicate this. Roisei, Yerim Nosanatalet HaKores. That day, the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day, which is Yemi Moshe Roisei, the Razal say, you took Asara Torres, 10 Torres. What are the 10 Torres? The 10 spheres. So all the 10 spheres are in the Klal. Where was that? It's explained in Chassidus. Shvi'in Esra Spheres, Vishakulim B'Chokma. That's the first thing is the Yerim Moshe Roisei, that's Chokma. And then in that Chokma is the Kolul, all the Esra Spheres, that's the Klal of the Protim. Or Vishakulim B'Kesra, all the way the Esra Spheres are Kolul in Kesra. Shzeh Odi Yekaloshen, Esra Torres, Dafke, that's why they use the expression Esra Torres, 10 crowns, because it refers to Kesra. Kesra is Ator. That's what he says, B'yirim Moshe Roisei. In the end, he says, Moshe Kosovo, what he says later on, Zoyz Chanukah Samizbeach, Achri Moshe Roisei, after it, that's really the Klal, Shel Achri HaProtim. The Klal, like we said before, after the Protim, then there is the Klal. Hainu shalde ha-protim, again in front of the klal, shal ma'ala m'shalas ha-protim. That's the madrigal of the klal above the protim. Like we say, in Bina yirish mod nechoch. Bina ma'ala sa-protim ala klal, mutzina gam b'tera. For to say the protim in the klal, we find also in Tera like this. She b'oif m'shal klal ha-prat. Tera is also in the system of klal ha-prat, and there's the protim. Hochel ma'klal da'aseres ha'dibros. The klal da'aseres ha'dibros, the way they are, Krishna emru b'dibor echad. And all da'aseres ha'dibros, the Razal tell us, they were said in one dibor. Ma'asheyer shal abos ha'adom lo'imokim. A human being can't say a few words in one go. That's the klal. Then comes al da'azeh, there's the klal of the b'dibros ha'ashenes. The two dibros ha'ashenes on nechev li'yeloch. Which only Chavei Lo Yelach is again a Klal. The Klal, Shem Klal Satir Kula. When the klal of Teresh Miksav comes all the protein of Teresh Ope. Again, the klal is Teresh Miksav, the practice of Teresh Ope. So we have a system of klal of prat. The klal and then the protein. Now we have what we're saying here, another point. The other point is there, that the prat has something above the klal. Like we said, Bina comes the Chokhmah higher than Chokhmah. We find the opposite as well. That there's a mile advantage in Teresh Palpeh above Teresh Miksav. How come? Teresh Palpeh comes from Teresh Miksav. How come it could be an advantage? Or to find an advantage on the Madrigi higher? Achav Razal. Razal tell us an expression which they say, Hamurim divisavrim yisam divatera. Divrei Sofrim, the Rabbanan, is more stricter than Divrei Torah in certain halachos. So here we have already that the Torah Shebaal Peh is chamurim, is stronger, higher than Torah Shebaal Peh. We see them as there, and even a more expression is there. Not only chamurim, but they say another expression. Chavivim Divrei Sofrim Yisam Divrei Torah. It's more beloved, the Hashem is more beloved. The Divrei Sofrim, the Rabbanan, is more likely, more beloved than the Divrei Torah. Why? Why is it so? Teresh Miksav is Koilel Teresh Baal Peh, Teresh Baal Peh comes from Teresh Miksav. But Rehainu, this is, Kishal De'iyin Vayigiyah B'Teresh Baal Peh, to concentrating and working very hard on Teresh Baal Peh, Magiyah L'maylam Hesakal Teresh Miksav. This reaches a level above Teresh Miksav. That's why it's more Shmivin. I want to point out that the Drushim Shuvem is Bar Ma'alos HaBina LaChokhmah, and the Maimorim where he's elaborating the value of Bina above Chokhmah. Normally we say Bina takes the Nekudas HaChokhmah and develops it. But on the other hand, we say Bina is a Ma'al above Chokhmah. There who will give him a Sholim? On this thing, that Bina above Chokhmah, he's quoting three Mesholim, which Isho, that's Bina, and also Dibu. Dibu is Machshava and Dibu. Dibu elaborates and Dibu develops, which in Chokhmah isn't there, and also Teresh Baal Peh. And three Mesholim on that. Kiyum Shin Yazen Asale with lots of Sholi Sol. As the whole thing of Teresh Baal Peh is achieved to the Avodah of Eden, Eden work in Teresh and they develop Teresh. As I got what I'm going to do, as they saw. This makes also the Chivas of Eden. That Eden has a speciality. Which is well, like we said before, the Pirush Maimer Razal and the previous Maimer, we will explain the Razal, and the Razal say, Chavim Yisroel, Shin Yislam Kwa Hemba. The Chvivas of Eden. Here already we see the Mile of Eden. That Eden takes the Torah, and they develop the Torah. And we say, Chibu Yisrira Neda Aslam, not only Chvim Yisroel, that they have Torah, but we say even more. Chibu Yisrira Neda Aslam, Shin Yislam Kwa Hemba. A special Chibah is by Eden. So here, in the Razal, the way the Razal, the Mishnah says, Shachibah Hayyisa Gdoila, the greatest Chibah is there, Chibah Yisrael. It doesn't say, the other Chibah of Terah. Terah is only Chibah, but not Chibah Yisera. Chibah Yisera says by Eden. Shalochin. In the Gamma Tiro, Shechiva is Lisboa. As Eden, special Chiva, Chiba Yisera on the Daslam, that's a Tiro, which Tiro is also Chavi Badevasha, Tiro is the Rosh Hashanah of Kashbora, Tiro is the Rebish of Persia, so Tiro Nitla is all Dafke. Tiro is given to Eden, because Eden are Chivin, and Tiro is Chavi, so the Tiro is given to Eden.